This is Showcase on 92.1 WGHN. This week, we are being visited by the Grand Haven High School Performing Arts Department as we discuss their upcoming performance of Into the Woods. Here now is your host, Mary Ellen Murphy.
92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. It's no secret that theater saved my life in high school. And now I'm in radio. But theater is just so important in high school, and Grand Haven High School has an incredible theater group, and we have their teacher in the studio, the theater director, Rita McCleary. How are you, Rita?
I'm fine, thank you.
My theater teacher was my favorite teacher of all time.
Mine too.
Okay, all right, so you get that. And,
yes.
You know, and I often think if I didn't have the guts to go to New York City and become an actress, so I got into radio. And then I finally got on stage like 3 years ago at Central Park Players, or five years ago, however long it was. But I love having you guys in here because theater people, you bring so much energy to any interview that you do. The show is called Into the Woods. Tell us about it.
Into the Woods is a fairy tale creature's supposing of what happens after Happily Ever After. Because sometimes you do get what you wish for, and sometimes you find out that's not what you wanted after all.
Ooh, that's a good lesson for high schoolers to learn too, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So when did you start production on this?
Well, I work on choosing the show the previous spring break.
Sure, of course, yeah.
And secure the rights and the royalties and all that. But they audition on the second day back at school.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes. So when they do they find out what the show's going to be over the summer?
They do.
They do. That's smart. So then they can watch and look at things and learn songs. Okay. Wow, is there any dancing or anything in the show?
Well, yeah, there is.
There's a little
this
bit.
This one doesn't have a lot of dancing as a typical classic musical.
Okay.
But there is definitely some choreographed movement, and the songs are incredible. Sondheim.
Yes, you can't go wrong there.
Yeah, very difficult. I mean, he never intended that for high schoolers at all, but they have done so well, and they are such pros that I'm really proud of what they achieved.
That's awesome. Is this kind of a mature theme, you think, for high schoolers?
Well, there's maybe, no, I don't think so for high schoolers.
Okay.
I think they're good with it.
Okay.
I'm not sure about elementary. There might be one or two things there, but there's nothing that's blatant or overt at all.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, so you start the audition process. That takes about, what, a week, you think?
We take 3 days to audition,
that's
and then
good.
We have to sleep on it.
Yeah.
And then we post the results and start the next day in our first rehearsal, which is always a sing-through.
How exciting. All right, I want all the actors that are in the studio to come up to the mic and introduce yourself and tell me who you play in the show, okay?
All right. Hello, my name is Raina Jacobson, and I am playing the witch in Into the Woods.
My name is Evangeline Henderson, and I play Cinderella.
My name is Caitlin Bays, and I play Rapunzel.
My name is Adele Heavlin, and I play the baker's wife.
Nice. So we find out what happened after their dreams came true.
Yes. So the first act seems a little expected, I guess you'd say.
Okay.
It's the fairy tales. It's the characters that Grimm has written about. And although things aren't perfect, they generally work out the way that the audience would expect them to.
Okay.
Hopefully no one leaves at intermission, because it's act two where everything just turns on its ear and everyone's future is in doubt and not sure what's going to happen. And that's where a lot of the drama comes in.
Wow. How many people are in the show total?
40.
That's a big cast.
Plus I've got probably 30 in the pit and another 20 backstage.
Wow. That's a pretty big crew. I'm going to have each of the cast come up and talk about their part. So come on up and talk about your part again. What is it you do in the show?
Right. So in the show, I play the witch, who is the main antagonist. She kind of gives the baker and the baker's wife the chance to get their wish. She tells them the specific things they need to find in order to get it. So she kind of drives that conflict, especially in Act One. But she's still her own person. She has her own goals. And Rapunzel even is her daughter in the show.
Oh, okay.
Who she has a lot of interaction with. And just overall, though, she is the driving conflict.
How long have you been doing theater?
I've been doing theater my whole life.
I knew it. Are you a senior this year?
I am.
You are. So this is a big deal for you. I mean, the play at the beginning of the school year when you're a senior, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Are you going to go into theater, you think?
I am. I'm really hoping to, even this.
I just got chills. I love it when young adults tell me this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to go? What are you going to do?
Northern Michigan University. I went and toured it with my sister. She's actually going there. And I just got a feel for the theater program. I love the stuff that they have, especially their dance program, because they have a lot of focus on getting you in, teaching you how to dance, mm-hmm. and getting you like prepared as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. And I know in a lot of different colleges with theater, you won't get in quite as quickly, usually right. not until your senior year or junior year in that school.
Mm-hmm.
So it, to me, is really nice to be able to like find a place that will get me in, because I think I especially learn through experience.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love this. All right. Can we have our next person come up? And you are playing who?
I play Cinderella, and she is mainly just one of the hopefuls,
I suppose.
She just likes wish the whole time.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Was it a challenge to play Cinderella? Because she's so optimistic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just kind of like, want to say to her, girl.
Well, she's... I don't know how to just...
Well, she gets a wish, but then she finds out that that's not what she wished for after all.
Right.
And she has other wishes.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Do you do any singing in the show or anything?
I do. I mainly sing, and that's what I love about the role.
Nice.
I do have a lot more singing than I have lines.
Are you a senior this year?
I am a senior, yes.
Wow. Okay. So this is a big deal for you guys. Wow. What do you think you're going to do when you graduate high school?
I also hope to go into the theater business.
Wow.
I don't know exactly where I'm going to go.
That's okay.
For college.
You don't need to know. It's okay.
I'm looking at a few different ones. But I also hope to move to a different continent. So
ooh, interesting. Okay.
That's one of my goals, I suppose.
I have to ask, as a teacher, does it make you happy when your students say they want to go into theater?
It does when they're this talented.
Okay.
You know,
ever discourage them, do you?
I don't discourage them, never. But there are some that, you know, you think, I'm going to encourage you, but I want you to be realistic, too.
Okay. Always, you know, I have a backup plan.
Yes, because I worked in New York, and I was off Broadway, and I know that it's a hard life.
Yeah, it is.
It is. So, but I always encourage them.
That's good to hear. Let's have our next cast member come up, and who do you play?
I play Rapunzel.
Nice.
She goes through a lot in the show. But like McClary said, in Act 1, she definitely has like elements from the story that we all know as kids. But then Act 2, she kind of gets like a darker turn to it. She goes through a lot. The dynamic between mother and daughter is definitely different. And I think she just goes through a lot. And it's a very nice character to play because she has so many like different nuances.
What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior as well. And what do you plan on doing when this is all done?
I plan on going to Michigan State and majoring in elementary education.
Wonderful.
But I hope to like stay in like the theater realm kind of and do vocal stuff.
And, you know, you can do that. And I think when I was in school, the late 70s, you know, my mom was, you get a job with benefits full time. That's what you're going to do. I didn't realize that I could, you know, get a regular job, but still do theater on the side. None of that was brought up to me. So it's good to know that, you know, you can do a regular job and do whatever and still do theater on the side. And our last cast member, who do you play in the show?
I play the baker's wife in Into the Woods. And it's funny talking about her because she has no name in the show. So it's interesting to talk about her character. In the beginning, she learns that there's a curse thrust upon her and her husband, and they want to have a child. That's their main wish of the story. And so they learn that there are ways that they can have a child, so that's kind of what they work for through the show. Getting past the spell, that kind of stuff. So,
what grade are you in?
I'm a senior as well.
We have four seniors in the studio. And what do you think? What do you think you're going to do when you graduate? What are your plans?
I'm hoping to go into the nursing field. Which
good for
is
you.
A little different than theater, but I like science as well, so that's interesting.
Good for you. Wow, a great group of young women here. I'm telling you, theater. I just didn't like high school, and theater was a place where I felt like I belonged.
Absolutely.
You know, you get that.
Yes.
And I'm sure you guys all get that. I just love being around theater people. Your energy. you just have this hope, and you're always good for a good laugh too. I mean, you really are.
Into the Woods with showtimes of 7 p.m. Friday, November 22nd, and 2 and 7 p.m. Saturday, November 23rd, is presented by the Grand Haven High School Performing Arts Department. Tickets are available at ghaps.org. Search Seat Yourself Online Ticketing. This has been Showcase on 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven.